This is the Truth Network.
What's the difference between preaching from the Bible, preaching about the Bible, or preaching the Bible itself? So excited about today's podcast. I'm Stu Epperson, the host. You're going to hear from a man of God who's built his whole life on expositing God's Word, the Bible. Stay tuned, and this is a great message to please pass along to your pastor. If you're looking for a pastor who teaches the Word, we're holding up the standard, the gold standard, a man of God, Dr. Stephen Davey. Here it is, and we want to say thank you to our friends at MyPillow for being a sponsor of this podcast. I've been sleeping on MyPillow for a long time. All my family, my kids, we love it. We have pillow fights because of MyPillow. Want to thank them and want to remind you that if you just go to MyPillow.com and enter Truth or Truth Network, then they'll give you a special discount, and it also helps support all of our efforts here at the Truth Network and on our awesome podcast. Thank you for being a part of this. We're so grateful for all of the amazing support. Here it is, my interview with Stephen Davey.
I think I can say without question that the most strategic influence in the church is the pulpit. That as the pulpit goes, inevitably the church goes. And so to secure the pulpit is to secure the strongest influence that there can be in the life of the church. And then the church, in turn, is to have its influence in the world and in the culture and society and everything that's going on. So I think that the pulpit is the single most strategic place in the entire world. Until preaching is what it should be, worship will always be less than what it should be. Evangelism, fellowship, pursuit of holiness, ministry, all of these things will be less than what it should be when the church is weak. And so we want the church to be strong. We want the church to be Christ-like and godly. And so therefore, it's of necessity that the pulpit be what God desires it to be.
Okay, that's Dr. Stephen Lawson, who is very familiar with our guest today, and our guest is familiar with him, talking about the power and the importance of expositional preaching, Bible exposition. And we want to give a gift to all the pastors out there. Dr. Stephen Davey is really a pastor to pastors. He has a seminary called the Shepherd's Theological Seminary. He has a church he pastors in Cary, North Carolina. God's hand is on this man. This man is in God's Word. And Dr. Davey, you don't get up there and read a verse and then make a bunch of really cool whiz-bang points. You get up there and you teach through the book of Romans for 6 years. You teach through these Gospels. You're taking, I've heard you preach on two verses for an hour before, Dr. Davey, and it's titillating. It breaks my heart, though. This isn't happening more. And as goes the pulpit, as Dr. Lawson so aptly quoted, and you know, there's another clip I may not have time to play, but he talks about the Great Awakening, the Reformation, all these great movements and revivals started in the pulpit when men of God opened the Word of God. Dr. Davey, your reaction to the Steve Lawson soundbite, and please opine on this a little more for us.
Well, I would agree, and I what came to my mind as I was listening to Steve, and that really wonderful quote is quote from A.W. Tozer that comes to my mind, where he said that as a pastor, we can't select a few favorite passages to the exclusion of others, because nothing less than a whole Bible can make a whole Christian.
Mm. Wow.
And as pastors, we are, another quote came to my mind by Walter Kaiser, who said that, you know, the church for our entire lifetime, for the most part, Stu, you know, has been fed junk food, artificial preservatives. And here we are living in a time when the world is demanding organic food. You know, let's go back to the purity.
That's right, all natural. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. we're facing the greatest days of biblical malnutrition and artificial preservatives that they're being fed up to the congregation. And it's being as harmful to their spiritual lives as bad food is to our physical lives. And But, and I want to encourage the pastors out there. I can remember as a young pastor, this was a daunting task. I remember walking around my study one day. The church is probably only about 5 years old. And I remember thinking to myself, I wonder what would be interesting to preach. I just finished the book of Mark, going through the gospel, and I had done it fairly quickly. This Bible exposition was new to me, and there weren't many examples out there. And the Spirit of God really convicted me by, and I could just about, you know, in my spirit heard him say, what do you know about my word to determine what's interesting? It's all interesting. And I decided at that point to go to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 and begin to teach through the Bible. And I'm not going to live long enough to finish it. But we alternate between old and new. But I, you know, preached Genesis up through Job.
Yeah.
And, you know, about half of the New Testament. But let me just encourage you pastors listening that the benefits of Bible exposition, apart from being obedient, we talk about that. We're just being obedient. And we're also being beneficial to the body. But there are other benefits. It'll protect you personally from discouragement. You know, when you get criticized for what you're preaching, you just preached God's word. You can hide behind the word of God. Tozer once said that the reason there aren't more expositors is because men want to stay out of trouble.
Hmm.
Well, when you preach the truth, you can hide behind the bulwark of Scripture. And know you're in the pleasure of God. It'll also protect you not only from discouragement, it's going to protect you from compromise. Why am I going to deal with a certain subject? And that's a tough one. Am I going to really deal with that issue? Well, if you're preaching through a passage, a book of the Bible, the body knows you're not just picking that text out to bully pulpit them. You're just preaching on what comes next.
Mm.
And finally, it'll also protect you from pride. Because it isn't our message. It isn't, we didn't conceive it. We didn't come up with it. In fact, the one thing about being a pastor, Stu, and a preacher, and you're a wonderful preacher as well, is this message does not originate with us. We never make up the message. It's God's. All we are heralds, that keruxon, the word translated preacher. We are preachers. That is, we come out on stage, the curtain opens, we deliver the message of the king to the audience, and then when God's ready, he closes the curtain and moves someone else in to take our place. That's all we are. But that protects us from pride. It isn't our message. When somebody comes up and says, hey, great sermon, you can say, hey, wasn't that a great text?
Mm.
Because you didn't come up with it. It wasn't yours. If anything, you just simply... it did the right job. Howard Hendricks taught us in class when I was at Dallas Seminary. He said, you know, you guys, don't ever forget, when somebody comes up to you and says, you make the Bible really come alive, wow, you really made that come alive, be quick to tell them, no, I didn't. It is already alive.
Mm.
It is a living, sharp sword. I just did my job in delivering it the way God intended it to be delivered, with what it meant to the audience, and now what it means to us. And then you can really hammer away. Once you've delivered the truth of what it meant, now you can deal with what it means, and then you can do what Tozer also encouraged the pastor teacher to do, and that is, remember, you're not a communicator delivering suggestions. You are a prophet delivering ultimatums.
Mm. Wow. So you're really just letting the word do its work. You're allowing your study, but that takes study. That takes hermeneutics, interpreting the Bible. It's fundamentally, right, what does it say? What does it mean by what it says? And then the application flows out of that. And really, the Holy Spirit makes the application. Like, Doc, we don't, but the Bible says, I got my Bible open to 2 Timothy 3. It says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Now, I read that word from the word, yet why aren't we preaching the word? Why aren't we teaching through the books of the Bible just like God gave it to us, Doc? What's happening?
Sure. Well, I think that, the pastor is after, behavior to change. But we can't change behavior until we change our belief.
Mm.
We behave based on what we believe. What does the average person in the pew really know about the Word of God? What do they really believe? The illiteracy in the church is at an all-time high. I mean, the illiteracy is tragic. And so we think, well, I'm going to fix it. We're going to fix culture. We're going to fix the church. And so we're going to preach messages on what? On human behavior, relationships. We're going to do a series on the marriage, and then we're going to do a series on the home, and we're going to do a series on money, and we're going to do a series on, our attitude. That's all wonderful. And by the way, we could get all of that out of a passage of Scripture.
Right.
But we've got it turned around the wrong way.
Mm.
Let's deal with the Scriptures. So if I want to deal with prayer, I want the people to really pray. What I really need to be doing is just like you've done in your book. Let's teach them the Lord's Prayer. If we really want to help them understand how to pray, I'm not going to come up with 10 cool things on prayer and how it's going to just make you feel better and the blessings are going to roll. Well, I'm speaking based on my authority. Let's go to Matthew 6 and speak on God's authority. Teach people what to believe about prayer, and then it will affect their behavior. They can't behave differently than what they believe. So let's deal with their heart and their mind at the same time.
Wow. Well, that's a blessing. Dr. Davey, thanks for visiting with us today. You have blessed me. I've got pages of notes here. I'm so encouraged. Thank you for your ministry with wisdom for the heart. I'm going to tell everyone on the other side of the break how they can hear you. God bless you, my friend. Thank you for preaching the word. Thank you for being so faithful.
Dude, thanks for the invitation. God bless you, my friend.
More coming up.
I don't know where the Lord will place you after you graduate. I don't know what ministry that you have right now. But I do not believe that there is a greater calling under heaven than to be one who has been called by God to preach His word.
That's Dr. Stephen Lawson, another quote. I got a couple more sound bites. I might want to play soundbite number two real quick. Keith, can we play that? This is the Steve Noble Show. I'm Stu Epperson filling in for my good buddy Steve. And I may play this program on other programs because it's so foundational, so important. I would say what we're talking about here is foundational and is the impetus behind the start, the genesis of this entire Christian radio network, of my whole ministry. And the high calling of God and the power of God's word. And maybe instead of calling this hour biblical exposition, what is it? Maybe I should have called it the power of Bible exposition. Because when you unload the power, like Luther said, you don't need to defend the Bible, just open the cage and let you don't need to defend a lion, just open the cage, the lion will defend itself. So we don't need to back down from it, but pastors, men of God, you need to open the Word of God, study it, get your nose in there, and then teach it and preach it. I'm going to speak to that when I come back from this clip. Play this clip. I think it's clip number two. Keith, can you play that for us? Go ahead.
A study in church history will reveal that there's never been a reformation and that there has never been a great awakening and there has never been a major movement of God that was not initiated by a strong presence in the pulpit of preaching the Word of God.
Now, what Dr. Lawson in that particular segment will go on to say is that Martin Luther taught the Word of God. He got up, he taught just all kinds. John Calvin, they just taught the Word, verse by verse, as the Word was given, as it was written, as God has revealed it. What do I do? Pastor, you got to get together with your team. You got to come up with something really catchy for the next 13 weeks. You got to get in there. You got to open the Word of God. You got to say, let's go through a book of the Bible. Let's go through a minor prophet. And then we'll go through the book of Acts. And and go through it. Take a year or two to go through it. Take your time through it. For Pete's sake, you're feeding people. You're studying to teach and to preach. Expository preaching. I got a couple of definitions for you. One is, my interns did a great job. Austin, our Truth Warrior intern, and David, our team, did an amazing job of helping me come up with some really, really good stuff. One, expository preaching. The form of preaching that details the meaning of a particular text or passage of Scripture. It explains what it means by what it says. So simple. So this isn't, I make my point and then I back it up with Scripture. This is, Scripture makes my point for me. This is not preaching from the Bible or about the Bible. This is preaching the Bible. And you might say, well, Stu, you're too technical, or you're parsing your letters, and you're too fine on your how you're subdividing this. But no, I'm not, because it says in Timothy chapter 4, 2 Timothy 4, it says, preach the word. Paul's final charge, his final chapter of all of his letters before being executed for the gospel. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. The next three words will transform your church. The next three words, Pastor, will feed your people. Feed the flock. They're starved. The next three words, listener to the Steve Noble Show, listener to my voice right now on wherever you're listening, these next three words should color where you go to church. Preach the word. If he's not preaching the word, then what's going on? If he's not studying, preparing to preach a biblical message right from the word of God. Am I wrong? 866-34-TRUTH if you want to weigh in. 866-348-7884. Just a few minutes left today. I'm just so encouraged to listen to Dr. Stephen Davey, who's been doing this for decades. Today's the birthday. I want to say a happy birthday to John MacArthur's his birthday today. He's been expositing the word. They just celebrated 50 years of doing this. And many of you, and what's interesting is I talk to people of different denominations, different flavors of evangelicalism that love the Bible teaching of John MacArthur. Why? Because he's teaching the word. He opened the Bible. They said you got 30 minutes, and he preached for like over an hour. It's when he auditioned at Grace Community Church 50 plus years ago, and he opened to a text of Scripture, and he spent his whole sermon on like four or five verses, just going through the Scriptures. What does it say? Observation. What does it mean by what it says? Interpretation. By the way, that's the hardest part, interpretation. That speaks to a word called hermeneutics. Very, very important. That's getting in to the word, guys. That's getting deep in there. That's studying what the language, what the Greek, who is he talking to? What audience is he talking to? What's he saying? What does it mean? You know, I'm teaching a group of guys through the book of Luke right now. Man, it's fascinating. When Jesus uses the language he uses, when you go in and you figure out what a tax collector is, why they were so hated. Two men went to the temple to pray. And you say, well, the Pharisees stood up and prayed. Well, that wasn't bad. Everyone stood up to pray when they did that. So, you know, but what was bad was the posture of his heart. What was bad in Luke 18, verse 9, tells us the meaning of the whole parable before Jesus even tells it. But have we studied that so we can exposit? To exposit means to expose the word of God to the people of God. And it says that in Psalm 19, it says the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. So you mean to tell me that by just teaching the word, people will come to Christ? Absolutely. Just go ask people that have come to Christ, that the word of God, as it says in Hebrews 4:12, cut into their heart, quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Some questions. I'm going to ask some leading questions. Is the word really all sufficient or profitable? 2 Timothy 3:16. Is it really that? Is the word really quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword that gets into the soul? Is it really that? Is every word of God pure? Proverbs 30, verse 5. Is it really that? is every word of God exactly how Psalms 119 tells us it is, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path? Is it that which leads me? Is it perfect, sustaining? Will it make me wiser than my enemies? If the Word of God is all the things that God Almighty has revealed to us through the Word that it is, then maybe we should preach the Word. And you see so many people, including our guest who was just on, Dr. Stephen Davey. By the way, if you want to hear him, he has a radio program called Wisdom for the Heart. If you're in the Raleigh area, you can pop into his church, Colonial Baptist Church. But you see the blessing of his ministry. I say to him, Dr. Davey, what would you attribute the fruit of your ministry? All these missionaries, all these people coming to Christ, all these seminarians you've sent out that you've equipped in the Word. You know what he'd say? He'd say, it's God's Word. God's Word has done the work. I'm just a vessel. That's what we are. So as a pastor, as a leader, when you are preaching the Word, you are right in alignment with exactly how God Almighty has set you up. Listen to this. Play clip number 5 for us real quick as we wrap up.
It's been well said that God had only one son and he made him a preacher. And he sent him into this world preaching the gospel of the kingdom and the gospel of his grace.
So that's another statement by Dr. Stephen Lawson. So many wonderful churches out there and so many wonderful shepherds, pastors with hearts to lead and shepherd. And let me tell you, let me encourage you, pastors, to go to God's Word and rest upon the anchor of God's Word. And let me give you three things that should mark every sermon you ever preach. And this is for those that are hearers, that are looking for a church, or you're plugged into a church, to encourage your pastor. Say, Pastor, I'm praying for you as you study. When's the last time you said that? Pastor, I'm praying for you as you study. He is preparing and studying, and he is wrestling over this text to feed you the Word on Sunday, okay? Or, you know, so how many of you have actually prayed for your pastor? So there's three marks of that sermon. Number one, a biblical pastor is going to preach the Word. He's going to study, prepare, teach, preach, exposit. We've used that word all hour long. Biblical exposition. Bringing out the Word of God and bringing out its meaning and letting it be my point. You don't need to make 10 points. They're your points. Read a verse. Here's 10 points. No, let the Word be those points. So first of all, biblical exposition. Secondly, biblical exhibition that exalts Jesus Christ in the gospel. In every verse, in every passage of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, we have that red, that scarlet red thread of redemption flowing through it. Is my message, as I'm exposing the scripture, who is Jesus in this passage? See, who is Jesus Christ? And where is the gospel of what God has done for me in Christ? Not what I'm doing for him, not my works, but faith in his work. And thirdly, how am I taking this to the world? A church that's expositional is not just teaching the Word, and they're not exalting, they're not just biblocentric and Christocentric, but they're missions driven. They're planting and they're going out because the Word of God is reproductive. It's not just academics. It's not education. It's empowered by the Holy Spirit of God, Acts 1:8. Keep preaching that Word. Thanks for being with us. Honored to be here. Stu Epperson in from my good pal, Steve Noble. He'll be back soon. Hey, get in the Word before your head hits a pillow tonight.